The government in Zimbabwe has impounded a plane it says was carrying 64 suspected mercenaries and a cargo of military gear. The U.S.-registered Boeing 727-100 was recently purchased by a South African-based company. Zimbabwe authorities took the plane and its passengers, most of them white, to a military airfield for further investigation. Reporter Peter Thornycroft is in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare. Do you know anything more about where the plane was going and why?
We don't know for sure where it was going, nor why it stopped in Zimbabwe, excepting that the plane's new owner said in a report from Johannesburg that they were stopping off to buy mining equipment from Zimbabwe because it was much cheaper than buying it in South Africa, and that these men were going to guard a mine in the Democratic Republic of Congo. However, mining suppliers in Zimbabwe, and those who know the Democratic Republic of Congo very well and work there, say that there's no mining equipment in Zimbabwe that would be suitable for DRC, and anyway, whatever is available would be too heavy to carry on a plane and is much more expensive than what is available in South Africa.
Why is Zimbabwe detaining the plane and its passengers?
According to the police, they're detaining it because the manifest did not declare all the 64 on board and that it had a whole lot of equipment. It says is semi-military equipment like satellite telephones, bolt cutters, two-way radios, and that has alerted the Zimbabweans to investigate what they were doing.
Do you know anything more about the passengers?
One can assume that these passengers are, who have been described to me as very large men and mostly white, are probably nearly all former members of the old South African Defence Force. But whether these 64 were going to guard mines or whatever else they were going to do, we cannot be sure at this stage.
Zimbabwe's President Mugabe in the past has accused the United States and Britain of trying to overthrow his government. Has he made any comments about the seizure of this plane?
No, he hasn't. However, the state-controlled press has recalled that the U.S. administration is hostile towards Zimbabwe and that a couple of years ago, some men who called themselves missionaries were arrested in Zimbabwe with quite a large amount of weapons. Zimbabwe made great of that incident when it happened, but so far, actually from the lips of the government, they have not yet made that kind of connection.
Reporter Peter Thornycroft in Harare, Zimbabwe. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.